Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Carrie Elliott. I'm the research assistant and cataloger who's been working with the Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection for the past several years. This collection of approximately 2,600 works, including the output of some 650 artists, investigates a comprehensive and dynamic definition of drawing. The collection is the brainchild of Harvey S. Shipley Miller, the trustee of the Judith Rothschild Foundation and a member of the Committee of Drawings and the Board of MoMA. In an extraordinary philanthropic undertaking, Mr. Shipley Miller assembled this body of work between 2003 and 2005. In May 2005, the acquisition of the collection was proposed to the Committee on Drawings at MoMA, and it was decisively approved. You are here today to witness MoMA's first series of Pecha Kucha-style lectures, conceived to give voice to as many artists in the Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection as possible over the course of our public programming in May. We will have five or six different artists speaking at each Pecha Kucha session. Pecha Kucha, which literally means chit-chat, is an informal Japanese presentation format designed to easily and efficiently show a broad spectrum of artwork. As per the title of our lecture series, 5 by 20 by 20, we will ask each participating artist to show 20 slides, allowing only 20 seconds per slide. The Judith Rothschild Foundation Drawings Collection, contemporary in focus, expansive in nature, was intended, in the words of Mr. Shipley Miller, to provide a cross-section of a moment in time. In assembling a diverse, cross-generational group of artists and their equally varied art practices here today, we hope to capture the inclusive spirit that guided the collection. Artists Christian Holstad and Dana Schultz's work narrates fantastical lands with whimsical and oft-times ghoulish figures dreamed up from convoluted mythologies. Dana Schutz's work in our collection is from her series Auto Cannibals, titled Self Eaters, depicting horrifying acts performed by visually endearing characters. Our collection boasts 18 works from Christian Holstad's ongoing Eraserhead series, in which the artists erase newspaper photographs to configure surreal and haunting alternatives to the original. Julian Hober's work in our collection also reappropriates newspaper clippings. He laboriously replicates photographs of violent demonstrations using pencil and paint. Julian's sculpture and video work similarly investigates the darker, brutal side of human existence. Danielle Tegeder and Elizabeth Simonson both explore abstract forms. Danielle uses architectural blueprints, engineering diagrams, and other technological sketches as inspiration for her work in our collection, in which geometric shapes are repeated and interconnected. Elizabeth Simonson's abstraction is based on patterns or rhythms developed through a sequential logic. Elizabeth uses a repetitive activity to create a system that will dictate her visual output. Kim Jones is perhaps best known for his performance persona, Mudman, a shamanic, oft-times controversial figure that appeared on the streets and galleries of 1970s LA and 1980s New York, caked in mud, bearing appendage of sticks attached to his back, and wearing a headdress and nylon mask. His works in our collection include photographs of his early performances, in which he decades later overpainted, adding reoccurring symbols from his artistic vocabulary. As all the artists here today will be put to the timer, I too will be brief and will forego introducing each artist in depth. I ask you to refer to their bios on our handout sheet. They will speak on the order listed on the sheet. Upon completion of this presentation, we will have a question and answer period. Please feel free to ask general questions to the assembled group, or alternately, you are welcome to ask specific questions to any one artist. Before I hand things over to our first guest, I would like to thank my colleagues in the Education Department, Pablo Helguera, Laura Bellis, and Emma Enderby, for organizing this event.